He had seen a miracle. A portrait of me, painted by Schleifer, hanging in the icon corner next to St. Nicholas the miracle worker. The woman who had been allotted this portrait had taken it into her head that I was a holy martyr. Lydia Yavorskaya was cast up on our shores. She arrived unexpectedly, as elegant as ever, and talked about how we must all join forces and organize something. Just what, I never understood. She was accompanied by some kind of boy scout in shorts, whom she referred to rather solemnly as Monsieur Sobolev. The block of ice spun around, and they floated away into the mist. Mironova made a no less sudden appearance. She performed a few pieces at a little theatre on the outskirts of town and disappeared too. Then a woman I liked very much, an actress from some provincial town, floated into our circle. Someone stole her diamonds, and she turned for help to a criminal investigations commissar. This commissar turned out to be someone kind and good-natured. He did what he could to help, and then, learning that she would be spending the evening with a group of writers, asked her to take him along with her. He adored literature, but had never set eyes on a living writer. Nothing could make him happier than to glimpse us in the flesh. The actress asked our permission, then brought him along. Never in my life have I seen someone so tall. His voice was like a great bell high above us. But the words this bell sounded were surprisingly sentimental. Well-known children's verses, and declarations that until this moment, his life had been only a matter of mind, or moind, as he put it. But that now his heart had awoken. He spent day after day pursuing criminals and bandits. He'd set up what he called a museum of crime, and he showed us his collection of complex instruments for sawing through locks, snapping off door chains, and slicing silently through iron bolts. He showed us the small toolkits with which a professional burglar goes out to work. Each little case contained a small flashlight, along with a bite to eat and a small bottle of eau de cologne. I was surprised by the eau de cologne. Who'd have thought it? Such refinement. What makes them want to douse themselves with eau de cologne when they're in such danger, when every moment is precious? His explanation was simple enough. The eau de cologne was a substitute for vodka, which was no longer obtainable. After catching a few of his bandits, the commissar would join our little circle in the evening. He would show deep feelings. He would express astonishment that we really were the people we said we were. And, at the end of the evening, he would walk...